Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been David Linden.
Good morning.
We've had two in a row, which was very nice and pleasurable, David. But, of course, the pleasurable part of the day is the Christina Lou show. I mean, there's no question about it. No, you can't make light of it anymore. It is becoming, the event.
That's right.
The Friday event on Long Island.
Yeah, the rest is window dressing.
Exactly. We are here in the station. But if you went on Northern Boulevard, cars have pulled over properly.
Yes. That's right. To listen.
Just so there's no distraction.
That's right.
Little children in the back were told, shh, mommy's listening to Christina.
Yeah, I have to wear my sunglasses all day long now, guys. But, really, I have to also give a shout-out to all the amazing co-hosts, and especially David. David, what's so wonderful about them is that if a co-host cancels, I know I just pick up the phone and say, David, I need you, to come on in. And no problem. It's really, it's become
so
a
David,
little...
So David's your second choice, usually.
It's, right. It's really a great little family, and they're great, And I think David could say, too, you don't have to... have a career in broadcasting to be a co-host. You just really need to be interested in learning new things and asking questions, and it's really conversational. We try to tell everybody, people get nervous, thinking of coming on. I said, listen, it's like sitting in your living room having a conversation with someone.
The only thing that people have to do, and they do, every co-host, myself, you have to do it, and you just have to prep a little bit.
Absolutely.
Because you know what the person's going to be talking about,
yes.
Because if you have a question...
And Christina sends out material about the person.
Yeah, so if anyone's interested in being a co-host, or if you have any topics or get anybody that that you think would be great for the show, just please call 311 and ask to speak with me, because we're always looking for new people. And I think what's great too, I said, everybody knows interesting people out there. Whether it's your doctor, whether it's your next door neighbor, so it's just great to just kind of get all those pieces together. So.
And most people enjoy being on the air.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
It's their 30 minutes of fame.
Yeah, that's right. And
well,
it's just nice.
Dan puts it right. Yeah. Misfits. Yeah. But it's the truth. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great forum. And if you're interested in co-hosting, just definitely give 311 a call. On another note, though, we have our St. Francis Hospital Outreach Bus has been going all around town. And on Monday, December 14th, it's going to be at the Apex Housing on Union Avenue in Westbury. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that's a free cardiac screening they'll provide you. They'll check your blood pressure, do a simple blood test for cholesterol, and give you some referrals and different educational materials as needed. So it's really, I always talk about St. Francis. I've love it. I remember since I was an intern, I started scheduling. They came to us, and it's been going on for all these years now. And it's wonderful because you don't need to make an appointment. If you're just in the area, you just pop right on. It's a big, big bus that'll be outside and check it out. And it'll be all around the town coming up, too. So if you're interested, you just show up, or you can call 311 for more information. On December 16th, which is definitely a little fun chat we're going to be providing. It's called Enjoy Food from Many Cultures, and this is going to be at Magnolia Gardens, which is 899 Broadway in Westbury, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And it's a great program that we've been doing. It's for about 10 weeks. It's been Cornell Cooperative Extension has been providing these different chats at Magnolia Gardens. And this one is going to give you some tips to celebrate healthier foods and customs. So it's really, they've provided topics on all different things, which is great. So I think if anyone is in the area, to definitely check that out. So call 311 to register for that. This is also, I think is great, is that the Yes We Can Community Center, I know we mentioned a couple of weeks ago that they have a little band that they're forming, which is great. And they're also going to be providing, I think this is great for your grandkids out there. It's called Chestnuts. And it's a chess class that's going to be happening at the Yes We Can Community Center. And it's December 14th. It's a co-ed class. It's free chess instruction. It's going to be about 20 kids, grades 2 through 5. It's really, and you need to be a member of the community center to sign up. But it's really, I think, a fun little thing to teach children how to play chess. And it's going to be taught by the nationally ranked chess player, Tim Carney. So if you're interested in signing up, you can call 311 or you could directly email brown@samba360.org.
You just said you have to be a member.
Yes.
Of the community center?
Of the community center, yes.
So people have, like, you're a member of PI. That doesn't mean...
Yeah, because this is for, yeah, this is for children. So there's, okay, like, all different, you know, different rates and stuff for the community center, which is extremely, extremely reasonable. So you can call 311 and they'll give you all the, I mean, there's, okay, family packages. There's all... I know David's a member of the center, too. So they're definitely trying to get more programming and at the,
yes,
center.
Yeah, I know. We've been watching... As it slowly increased, to get a community involvement. It's a community center.
And it's a beautiful facility. I mean, it's really, it's amazing, and I definitely would tell everyone to check it out. You know, Project Independence has an office there, and any Project Independence program there is no charge, so you don't need to be a member of the center to go to that. You know, so if we have an exercise class there, you can just go to the exercise class if it's Project Independence run thing. But call 311 if you want a list of any kind of events that are going in there, or you could just go dress if you're in the area, just check it out, because it's really you know, it's a sight to see. I also want to just remind people that the town, you know, we say the town always covers all of its bases. They're worried about, you know, our seniors, the children, you know, animals, and, you know, certainly the environment. And the town is going to be offering these biodegradable paper leaf bags for all residents. It's $2 for 5 large bags, which holds about 30 gallons of waste. You can purchase this at the Solid Waste Management Authority in Port Washington, at Telly Park in New Hyde Park, at the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury. And what I also thought was great, you know, a lot of our PI members love the STOP program. They're, you know, going to resume in the spring. But, you know, at the STOP program, you can get rid of, you know, shred documents or, you know, e-waste or any kind of pollutants that you might have, medications you could bring to these events. But I know we also get a lot of questions saying, like, what do I do with, you know, my different, like, electronic waste throughout the year? So these are some, you're available to drop it off at the Solid Waste Management Authority in Port Washington on Sundays from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and that's 999 West Shore Road. And then Monday through Friday, you could drop that off from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and that's 802 West Shore Road in Port Washington. And they have, there's different, they can use call 311. You could also get a list of different electronic retailers where you could also drop off any of these things too. So
and that's important.
Schedule it, yeah, absolutely.
Now you have the holidays, so people are getting. Maybe.
No, I think, you know, I know even in my own house, you know, sometimes it comes, I go, oh, how do I dispose of this? You know, what do I do with this now? You know,
yeah,
you know.
One thing I found out, you no longer can leave that stuff at the curb.
Yep.
All right.
They will not pick it up. Now, I replaced the computer, and I said, well, what do I do? They said, take it over there.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what, you know, it's really hard, because, like I said, you know, it hits you. What am I supposed to do with, you know, big, you know, computer?
Yeah.
So it's definitely great. You know, like I said, you can bring it to STOP event programs, which is wonderful, because you can kind of bring anything that you want to get rid of.
But this is nice when you can make your own schedule.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's really...
X number of times a year. This you could, on any afternoon, yourself and Joan, you're driving by, you say, we'll bring it today.
Yeah.
No, and we get a lot of questions about that, too. So if you want, you know, the specifics on that or had directions, call 311 and we'll be able to send that over to you. Wow, we're just flying through these announcements
together. Well, there's so many.
Really. That's what I said. I said, you know, everyone says, oh, the winter gets quiet. Well, it certainly does not really get too quiet around here. We also want to tell people that at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington has these afternoon teas that are free. There's light refreshments served. And on Wednesday, December 16th at 2 p.m., there's going to be a little holiday music show with a whole bunch of different a choir. You know, there'll be the piano. They'll be singing all different little things. And it's just a nice little event. Like I said, it's a little celebration of the holidays. Regardless of what you celebrate, it's just nice to kind of be around a positive little celebration. And there's light refreshments, and it's free. So why not? That's at the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington.
That was very nicely said, what you celebrate and whatever people celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David, what are we going to be celebrating in 114 days?
Christina. All right. Birthday.
We have to have the co-host come twice in a row so they remember. Oh, they won.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. I can't believe it's like really, you know, we're in like the hundreds. We're like, we're entering
home stretch. We're coming down.
We are entering the home stretch here. Yeah. But yeah, you know what? I might need to have the choir come for my birthday. I mean, we might have to combine all of our different guests.
The marching band will come. Yeah.
If Dan says okay, maybe we'll have the Girl Scouts back.
There you go. So we also are going to be, we were sent over from Kate Beckman, who works at the Port Washington Play Troupe she's with. And she also just does programming all throughout the island. And she's going to be doing this. A whole performance, cabaret performance, on Sunday, December 13th at 2 p.m. at the Glen Cove Public Library. Both, it's free and it's open to the public. So if you're in the area of Glen Cove, which is very close to North Hempstead, you could definitely shoot over. And Glen Cove Library is a very nice library, too, I must say. I've been there.
Have you? Yeah.
Yeah, I have. So it should be fun. Like I said, it's...
Well, she's wonderful, so it's... I'm sure it'll be a great show.
And that's what I said. You know, what's so great is that there's so many free events out there that, you know, so you don't even need to pay for it, which is wonderful to go to these things and just, you know, kind of breaks up your day. So there's literally something you could do. There's events, many events you could do in one day, you know.
100% discount is always
That's
nice.
Right. That's what we like here. And WCWP is going to be having, it's actually this Saturday, tomorrow, at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Gold Coast Cinema in Hillwood Commons, the Sinatra Centennial Concert.
That's amazing. And it's also amazing. I just looked up. There's 30 seconds to go.
Wow. Well, definitely go. Yeah.
Rebecca we'll just and I talking, just like, oh, my God, what happened?
But if you're interested in that, you could you should definitely check it out. Tickets are $15.
That's fine.
So call 3-1-1 and we'll get you. We'll
Terrific.
You.
This has been wonderful. They just cut us off in 10 seconds. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Thank you, David. And, of course, thank you, Christina Lou, for the Christina Lou Show. Have a good week, everybody.